welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 5, verse number 12. Our Lord Jesus has gone by Gennesaret. He's engaged these men that are there washing their nets and tending to their boats, all the things that fishermen do after a night out. And he bids Peter. Peter knows him from having met the Lord down in Judea over by Jordan there with Brother John the Baptist. And he asked Peter to push out a little bit from the land that he might teach the people. And then he tells our brethren to go launch into the deep. At the Lord's word, Peter does so. He wouldn't have at any other man's word because he knows about fishing. And then they had a draught. They had a catch of fish. The net is breaking, I believe. And they filled both ships. And they were able to fill both ships. They asked their partners to come over, and both of the ships are nearly out of freeboard. They're about to go down there. The Lord says to these men, when they get to the shore, come follow me, fear not, from henceforth I shall catch men. And the Lord, the scripture says that they forsook all and followed the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke 5, verse number 12, the scripture says, "And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Here's a man that comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's heard of his fame. He's heard of his ability. He's heard of his healing. And even in this terrible case and terrible plight of leprosy, this terrible sickness and disease, he comes to the Lord. He makes obeisance to the Lord. He worships him as should be. He beseeches the Lord. He begs him, "If you will, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." He put forth his hand, Jesus did, and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." You know, the Lord Jesus never turns anybody away that comes to him. I believe that of a surety, and know the compassion, the mercy of our Lord is such that none that come to him, he will turn away. This man, having heard about the power, or maybe even heard the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, heard the reputation and renown of the Lord Jesus Christ, he believed that he could come to Christ, and if Christ wanted to, it's not a question of Jesus, try to heal me of my leprosy. But Lord, if you want to, I can be clean. You can make me clean. And so this man has full faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord Jesus Christ indeed can make him clean. Of course, the Lord says, "I will, be thou clean." He doesn't turn him away. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And understand this, that when the Lord healed... When the Lord Jesus Christ healed, this man's flesh was made better than it ever had been before. It wasn't as if he had to wait for 3 days or 5 days. He was immediately healed. And in the twinkling of an eye, this man's flesh went from that leprous flesh and maybe even the parts of his body that he was missing. He was totally healed and made whole. His flesh, no doubt, was like the fairest child's flesh, but better baby skin than he had when he was a baby, I believe. His leprosy departed from him, and he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Now, what's this all about? The Lord Jesus first says, don't tell anybody. And that's the working of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ came and did miracles indeed. And he healed and he cast out demons and he did wondrous and marvelous things. None of those things our Lord would deny. But the working and the desire of the Lord is that not from miracles that men look to him and believe, know the miracles are so, and certainly we marvel at them, and we would, especially if they would ever be done in our day, we would marvel. And they're not, because we have the Word of God. There's not a necessity for miraculous working of miracles. I believe the Lord does work miracles, but it's not the the Lord touching somebody and immediately before our eyes their leprosy is cleansed. But the Lord does work miraculously yet. But the miraculous working of miracles, that time has passed because we have the full Word of God. But looking on at those and thinking of those, and if we would have been in that day to have seen these miracles performed, we would no doubt have marveled too. But the Lord says, don't tell them about the miracle. But you go do that which is according to my word. What Moses had given. You go show yourself to the priest for that series, to enter into that series of review and evaluation by the priest. It's going to be for a number of days or weeks. The priest is going to look at the man. He's going to look at him head to toe where he had had leprosy. He's going to command him to go and be put away, to keep himself away for a certain time and then come back to be looked at again. And the law tells about all that. And then when the priest declares him clean, then there's an offering to be offered and thanksgiving to the Lord for the healing of the leprosy. Do all those things that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. No doubt during the course of time there would be people that would have been healed from leprosy and they would have found relief. The Lord would have blessed and healed over time. And these commands are given so they could be brought back into society. Typically what was the case though with leprosy is few would be healed from it. But there would be some because there was commands for receiving them back. The question is going to be, you had leprosy? As they look on this man, and I believe the healing that the Lord would have performed upon him, pieces of his ear or part of his fingers or toes that would have been missing and claimed, maybe even his nose. So we know and understand that leprosy will attack those areas and just destroy them, and essentially the rotting of the flesh on the body. The man would look and he would say, the priest would look and would say, you're not missing anything. You had leprosy? Yes. I had it here and here and here. I had it all over my body. I had it mostly on my legs, wherever it was that he had it. I lost my ears, but your ear is not gone. There would be a great curiosity on the part of the priest. You say you had leprosy, but you do not look like you have had leprosy. And the Lord told the man, don't tell anybody, but as you and I know, for things that overjoy us and things that we rejoice in and blessings from on high, miraculous help and healing and provision by our Lord, it is indeed difficult for us to keep our mouths closed about it. The Lord said, don't tell. But what happens, and we see evidence in other places in the scriptures, is that the man would surely be pressed to tell. And he would tell what Jesus has done for him. But in verse number 15, but so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, of Jesus, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. The priest would not keep his mouth closed either. This fellow came into the office the other day. He said he'd had leprosy. I couldn't tell where he'd had leprosy at all. I pressed him on it, and he finally told me that Jesus of Nazareth healed him. We consulted with his family, and sure enough, he was a leper living out there in the leper colony. And now he has no leprosy. It would spread like wildfire. There would be no stopping it. And that's what it says in verse number 15 happened. The more fame went out abroad of him. And great multitudes came together to hear. We want to hear him. Never a man spake like this man. So was said. And to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Yes, our Lord Jesus prayed. He prays. He prays now. Making intercession at the right hand of the Father for the saints. Tell you what, there's nothing greater than to know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, and knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is interceding for you in glory on high. As a child of God, a son of God, my name is mentioned there out of love and desire. And when I sin against my Lord, my name is mentioned in sorrow and shame. But when I repent of my sins, as the Lord has bid me do, and you that are saved, you do the same, there's rejoicing in that. The Lord rejoices over repentant sinners. Yes, we who are saved, we are sinners yet. Saved sinners. And our Lord says, repent. Repent of our sins before Him. And John tells us in his epistle in 1 John that He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The cleansing power and ability of our Lord. It says in verse number 17 of Luke 5, and it came to pass on a certain day, as He was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The Lord is teaching yet. He's teaching there in Capernaum. And from Galilee, all the religious leadership has come out to hear this man, to see this man. And it says here that there was power of the Lord was present to heal them. What do you think about that? Do you think about the power of the Lord? Does the power of the Lord, is it like we would look at the production of a power plant as coal goes into that power plant and the water is boiled, steam is made, and the generators are turned by the turbines? There's an increase in ability to provide power, but then as there would be a lack of coal or a breakdown on a turbine or whatever, there would be a decrease in that. Do you think that the power of the Lord ever ebbs and flows? Does the power of the Lord increase and is mighty at one time and then decreases at another? Understand that the power of our Lord is infinite. The power of our Lord is always at full maximum. You know what wanes, you know what goes up and down, you know what ebbs and flows, is the faith of men and women in the power of the Lord. It says here that there were the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And you know why? There was power there because there was faith there in our Lord. Faith in Him. Do you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ into the salvation of your soul? Do you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to live for Him? Do you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for those things that He's promised for eternity that are soon coming? I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and the truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.